Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is in the studio with me.
Good morning.
Welcome back, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing great. What a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day.
I just drove up 110 and there was not a cloud in the sky. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. It's a great day out there. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes. Great. Thank you. Enjoyed the weather.
Yeah. And do any golfing? Have any fun?
I did a little golfing, a little partying.
Yeah.
Yes. I went to a wonderful function on Thursday evening for the Council on Aging, which was very successful. It was at the beautiful home of Ray and Valerie Russenberger. And we had a good old time and were entertained by Ray and Val and raised a lot of money for a very good cause.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that a little bit for people who may not be familiar yet with Council on Aging.
Yeah.
What do they all do and what did you raise funds for?
Well, the Council on Aging of Northwest Florida is obviously an organization for seniors. Probably the most visible part of what they do is Meals on Wheels. I'm sure just about everybody's familiar with that.
Yep.
But they also have a what they call a retreat, which is a senior center, an adult daycare. Well, we try not to use the word daycare, but adult center.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of other services. The other thing that is very visible is the chill out that they do every summer, where we try and, accumulate air conditioners and fans for seniors that just don't have a way to cool in the 100-degree weather that we seem to be getting these days. So, but anyway, not to go on too long, but now you've given me the chance, I'm going to get on my soapbox.
EDX has been part of in the past with having people bring in the air conditioners, like you mentioned. We've participated in that in the past.
The big issue that we have, the big challenge we have right now is that, and all nonprofits do, is that state and local and federal funds have been cut back. And we're really feeling the pinch right now. And so the fundraiser that we did was so important. And if you, listeners out there, if you do get an opportunity to donate to Council on Aging, it would be very welcome. You can designate it for Meals on Wheels. That seems to be the most popular one. People are familiar with that. They can relate to it. The great thing about Meals on Wheels, I was talking about this to somebody on Thursday night, the aspect that people don't always understand is not only do they get a warm meal, a nutritious meal, but the person who delivers it socializes, and that is really, really important to seniors who live alone and really enjoy the socialization. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization. I have the honor to be chairman. So it gives me a lot of sense of fulfillment.
Yeah. Do they need volunteer drivers for Meals on Wheels?
Always need volunteers, yes. Yeah. Money and volunteers. Is there a nonprofit that doesn't?
Yeah. Do they do mostly lunches or do they do lunch and dinner?
It's a meal that really, it's lunch and dinner or.
Oh, okay.
It's a meal
that
they can sort of eat really at any time of the day based on their schedule and habits.
Okay, perfect. And so if people in the community are first hearing about this and they want to learn more, they can reach out to the Council on Aging and they'll connect them with the right resource.
Correct.
Awesome.
Correct.
Awesome. We also have a new Parade of Homes guide as part of Pensacola Magazine.
Yes, and that is coming out this weekend, actually on Friday.
Coming up that fast?
Yes.
Wow.
If you open your magazine there to any page that shows the homes, we've upgraded the listings this year. We have a color photo of all of the homes and a floor plan of most of them, but certainly a colored picture. But the most, one of the best innovations this year is that we have included a QR code. And you do put your camera on there, and it brings up Google Map with little logos where all of the homes are, which you can press on, and it'll give you the address, and you can press another little thing, which will give you directions.
Mm-hmm.
So even stupid people like me cannot get lost.
Well, and they can take a look, like you said, see where the homes are, and if there's a cluster of homes that they might want to check out, a bunch of different homes, they can certainly go to the map and visit that neighborhood or that area or that community and see the different homes that are available.
I've got to think that there's a real pent-up demand for homes, given what's happened over the last few years. Interest rates are coming down, and I think the builders are ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to going around the parade of homes, looking at some of these homes for ideas.
Yeah,
I think we talked about last week. It's not only the purchase of a new home, but it's about getting ideas on remodel or just planting a seed for the future.
Mm-hmm.
If you're designing a home, great ideas.
And just to give listeners an idea, I mean, there's homes in Navarre, Milton, Pace, Pensacola, Jay, Cantonment, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, obviously. So there's a bunch of different areas where people can go out and check out these parade of homes. And I know we've talked in the past a little bit, too, about even if you're maybe not in the market right now to get a new home, you can certainly go through and see what's current and what's hip in terms of like a kitchen design or how your living room is laid out.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are all great ideas for people.
And the price points are pretty much across the board. Some that even I can afford there. Some that I can't.
You're not looking to move just yet, are you?
No, not just yet. Although, the problem, of course, is when you go around Parade of Homes, you see these beautiful homes and you start thinking, well, maybe it's time to move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try not to be tempted, but who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, people can get an idea of the kitchen if there's a granite countertop or a marble countertop or
new appliances, new flooring styles, but the open plan concept in many of these new homes, I think, is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the layouts right now, and open concept is definitely a big part of what I'm seeing initially here.
Mm. So it is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, 12 till 4. So mark that on your calendar. It really is a fun day out,
mm-hmm.
as well as a way to glean ideas.
Yeah, and if people pick up a copy of Pensacola Magazine, the Parade of Homes edition, they can see, like you said, all the different homes that are available. They can get access to the QR code. There's also different realtors. If you don't have a realtor, there's realtor options in here, insurance options. If you're looking for a vendor to do some work on the home, there's different vendors that are highlighted. So there's a lot of resources in this guide.
And, of course, Pensacola Magazine is the official Parade of Homes guide, the one, the only, the official official guide.
Perfect.
My editor, Kelly, always says to me, because I always say the official or the original, because I was in retail for many years. He said, well, you don't have to say that. Everybody knows. I said, well, don't assume everybody knows. You should always say that we're the first, the original, the best. And we're all of those.
Awesome. Pep Talk will be right back after this.
Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. I never thought I'd see price fixing as a campaign promise. What's next? Is your 401k or IRA on the left's to-do list? This is why you need to act now and protect your nest egg. I believe gold is the answer. To find out more, get a free info kit from Birch Gold by texting the word SHELTER to the number 989898. Act now to secure your financial future. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Looking for a sewing machine? Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ, and studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. And moving over to the Downtown Crowd magazine, there's a few events that are coming up here.
Well, the one that we've got to mention is the Ice Flyers game, which is the 26th. That's Saturday.
Okay.
And it is small dog race night.
Oh, that's the wiener dog races, right?
Well, for some reason, they don't call them wiener dogs anymore. Maybe the small dogs got offended. but it is... it is Saturday night, and I'm talking and trying to find the tickets on my smartphone here.
Mm-hmm.
But I will find them in a second.
All right.
We need to come up with a really difficult question to have people to text in to win four tickets. My four tickets are great seats. They're not up there in the nosebleed. They are really, really good seats.
Well, it's your tickets, your question. So you let me know what you want to ask.
Well, let's make it really difficult. You have to text in.
Yep, text line only.
Yeah, only text.
850-437-1620.
With your name and email address, and then I can email the tickets to you.
Yeah, we'll actually get a bit more information than that, but yes.
What event begins on Friday, the 24th, that
what
we
event?
Have just spoken about? Is that too vague? No.
That we just spoke about today about recently?
We just spoke about this morning.
In the last segment.
In the last segment.
They heard the first segment?
Yes.
There's a big event coming up.
Shall I give a clue?
I don't think
I have to give a clue,
no,
do I?
Our first segment was pretty focused.
Something to do with your house? Is that?
850-437-1620. First person to text in what the big event is.
Mm. The only thing I ever ask is that you have a great time. And stamp your feet, scream, and just enjoy the game. Did we make that too difficult for...
No, we are getting some responses.
Oh, good.
So I am just waiting for the winner's name. And as soon as I have that, we can announce it on air here.
Okay. I will email the tickets, and then you can download them onto your smartphone or print them off, and... enjoy the game.
Jennifer Adkins is the winner.
Okay. Well done, Jennifer.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about that particular night and where your seats are and et cetera, et cetera.
The seats are very close to mid-ice, I think they call it. In soccer, they say the halfway line, but in hockey, it's mid-ice. Just off mid-ice, and I think it's like 15 rows up. So you have a perfect view over the dasher boards and really, also, it's very easy to look up at the big screen too. So it's an ideal spot.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch the replays, and you get a very, very good view of the game.
All right, we are just talking to the winner here and collecting their
yes, Jennifer,
information. But the email address is obviously the big one, and she's already provided that.
Yes, so. Jennifer, you must scream and shout and stamp your feet and have a good time.
And those tickets will be coming directly from you, correct?
Will come directly from me, yes. Right. Well, actually, they'll come from the Ice Flyers.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. Awesome. So what else is coming up that we need to know about?
Well, we need to look in our downtown crowd to see what's coming up. And I guess the one that is, well, all the kids will be looking forward to is Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's more than a few Halloween events.
On page 15, 16 and 17 is an article which talks about some of the major festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Seville Quarter Halloween Costume Contest. I'm sure you'll be there. I think we talked about that. You were going to be Darth Vader, I thought was...
That's what you picked out for me. Yeah.
Oh, I did?
Did you buy my costume yet?
Meg, Meg, who's sitting quietly there.
Meg Peltier is in studio with us today. Yes. And she's quietly sitting over my shoulder. Yes.
Yeah, I told her I was going to mention her. We've got to start the relationship off by a few surprises here and there.
There you go.
So I think Meg can be Princess Leia.
I'm not sure she agrees with that.
I don't know what's a good costume for me. Probably a stormtrooper.
And why is that?
Aren't they called stormtroopers, the ones in white? That
yeah, they wear the white outfits mostly.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the only one I could think of. That's.
How about Darth Vader?
Well, it's already taken.
That's my costume.
That's yours. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
already
dear.
Taken.
Oh.
But if you want to change, I'll be Darth Vader. I don't have the deep voice like you have.
You know, when I was watching some James Earl Jones recently, and again, I'm just so envious of his voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a great radio voice.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Hauntcert is also coming up. That's an event at First Presbyterian Church, October 28th and 29th at 6:30 p.m. So Pensacola. Sings.org. People can get more details there. But yeah, if you pick up an edition of Downtown Crowd, definitely lots of great options for people.
Yes, there's all kinds of great events at page 15, 16, and 17 in your Downtown Crowd.
All right, we'll be back after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
I'm Robert Bender, your supervisor of elections. The general election is underway, and now is the time to make sure you have a say in this election. Election day is November 5th, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot and return it by mail or leave it in a secure ballot intake station at any early voting site. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 area early voting sites from October 21st through November 2nd. And three, you can vote at your polling place on election day. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote.
For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Alfred Smith Dinner, the Catholic charity fundraiser that President Trump showed up at and Vice President Harris did not show up at, and what that means about him and about her. Also talked about this dust-up between the DeSantis administration and a couple of TV stations where the administration had told them not to air certain ads that are pro-amendment for pro-abortion and what the courts said in response. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. In the studio with me right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. We're talking about the latest editions of Downtown Crowd and Pensacola Magazine. And Halloween is coming up. We were talking about costumes just before the break.
Yes, we should mention a back page of Downtown Crowd, the Boo at the Zoo. Our friends in Gulf Breeze.
Yes.
It is, it was this past weekend, and of course it's next weekend, the 26th and 27th. Mm-hmm. Bounce houses, trick-or-treat trail, face painting, caricatures, 50-plus vendors. So that's a lot of fun for the kids.
Yep, that's Gulf Breeze Zoo, and lots of great activities there. If you have missed out on the first initial run that they've done with this event, you definitely want to check it out. What other events do we have coming up?
Well, we have Foo Foo Fest. Before we go to Foo Foo Fest, I should mention October the 24th, which is Thursday night, is the 48th annual Baptist Foundation Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
I shall be there.
Stepping out in style?
Yes, I will not be parading on the runway this year.
Aw.
But the show will be good anyway. I'm sure some very talented people that'll
be. It supports a great cause at Baptist Healthcare Foundation.
Yes. It always raises a lot of money, but more especially, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And gives you some great fashion ideas for winter coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's also haunted tours of downtown Pensacola.
Yeah.
Talked a little bit about that in the past. Scavenger hunt. History tours as well. PensacolaGhostEvents.com if people want more details of that. So,
see, I threw in a moment of silence there just to throw him off. I'm just feeling a little bit that way today.
Thought you saw a ghost in the studio.
Cause a little trouble. the Haji Temple haunted house.
Mm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, always a great. I mean, actually, the Haji Temple is a little bit scary anyway, isn't it? When you look at it, it's a perfect place for a haunted house.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
But it looks, from the road, it looks a little like a, let me quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah, I think you will. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.